The subject of noncompliance, how much of that is due to patient apathy versus accidental noncompliance?
It tends to be more apathy, in my opinion. I think that there's a small percentage of people who don't grasp some of the reason or the purpose for working on interference fields.
Not just interference fields, I'm talking about all of QRA supplements.
Yeah. Everybody's personality is different, and some people are more disciplined. You know, the engineer type mind, you know, they do everything by the book.
That's like me.
Yeah. And other people can be more lackadaisical. I mean, even people who are very, 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 very ill, and they tend to hedge. They want to get by with the least and just sort of expect the best. And they'll compromise. And they just feel that, you know, in their mind, that critical importance of going by the book or doing it as being told is being reinterpreted in their mind to make it fit their convenience, you know. So it's just everybody's a little bit different. And I just had a gentleman in last night. He's a very wealthy, very busy man. And owns a couple companies. He's flying in, flying out, going a lot. And he's got to do the cash roll back. Well, this is going on 3 months now. This should have been gone.
What'd you say he's trying to do?
He had to do the cash roll back.
Oh, the castor oil pack for parasites.
Right, yeah. And it should have been easily gone in 2 months. Well, now we're going on our fourth month here. And so he's only done 4 of the 6 head fields after 8 weeks.
Okay, well, back on the castor pack. What, instead of doing it 3 times a week, what did he do?
I think in a full 8 week period, he probably only did it 3 times. See, he's trying to take the nutrients twice a day. I've got it set up so that he can take it twice a day. Try and get the dose in 2 doses. And it's still difficult for him to go beyond just taking the nutrients and to sit down for that half hour and do due diligence on chasing up those dormant park parasites. So, you know, he's still got the parasites. He's better. He was getting inflammatory rheumatoid type arthritis, and he's much better. And that's the one thing that keeps motivating him to go on and to try and go to the next step of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to talk to him last night and just remind him again, you know, why are we doing this? This is for the purpose of, this and so. And so he shook his head yes, and now we'll see whether he'll go do it.
But the area of accidental, you know, I called Jasmine as I was starting to get into the castor pack just to be absolutely certain I was doing it right, because I want this to work right the first time as soon as possible. And I was afraid that maybe I might not have the sheets laid together right or whatever. So you can tell I don't have any apathy. I'm worried more about accidents.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's not difficult to do it right. It's just
right.
You've got to be willing to pay the price and take the time.
Right. I can see how a guy who travels in a plane, it's a hassle to figure out how to get stuff together. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, Tom.